Hello, good morning. There is one reason for me to be pleased every day I wake up in the morning these days. That is because I'm not in any of the islands of the Caribbean Sea or in Florida. In other words, I'm not rich enough to be in these places. But this is not a feeling of smugness on my part, but rather a feeling that while some part of the world is suffering from some disaster, there is the rest of the world that can help. And although I personally am doing nothing to help in this situation, I'm grateful that our government has sent some troops and police to help, and more is on its way. Of course, this is not a rare occasion that hurricanes and storms and earthquakes happen somewhere on this planet. As it happens, there was a severe earthquake in Mexico, almost at the time of the height of this hurricane, and which in fact killed more people than the hurricane did. But there is always a feeling that these disasters happen elsewhere, and we only hear about them on the news or watch their effects on the television sets, mostly these days in real time. I hate to say it, but on many occasions it appears that we are enjoying a spectator thriller, perhaps without thinking that it is for real and not fiction. The trouble is, we are so used to science fiction movies or television programs that mimic such disasters and even worst-case scenarios with such accuracy that makes the differentiation between the real and the fiction almost impossible, except for the context. One of the most telling scenes I witnessed was that of a man looking around and surveying the devastated state of the neighborhood where he lives and describing just how he actually lost everything, his home, his possessions, everything. This is in a part of the world where compensation or reparation is almost unknown or derisory. On the other side of the world divide in fortune, we have the Florida so-called Panhandle, a wealthy part of the United States of America, where the elderly usually take up residence to enjoy the warmth and sun in their twilight years. These people suddenly found their homes totally demolished, their neighborhood totally disappearing, and although they may eventually get compensation and insurance paid reparation or rebuilding, in effect, they have lost the real sense of life. They would have lost friends and neighbors who may have moved on to some other part of the United States for convenience. And so much or all of their relationships have disappeared overnight. For the younger families, there is usually time to reconstitute their lives once the recuperation is in motion. But for the elderly, this is extremely difficult and almost impossible. When I think of all this, I find it hard to listen to the fake wisdom of people who tell us, sometimes with such arrogance, that all this is due to climate change and how it is our fault that all this is happening. Whether they are right or wrong, this is not the time to give us of this wisdom. These are the people who are there in their armchairs, telling us how bad we all are, and while those suffering are just holding tight to any wall or pole for dear life, so as not to be swept away into oblivion. I know that we as humans have abused our wonderful world and did many things to alter it to our detriment. Yes, and that includes me, with my diesel engine car and my burning of fossil fuel to keep me warm, or even to take that unnecessary plane trip just for pleasure. Or worse of all, go on that cruise where everyone is pigging himself with food that is available around the clock. Yes, I have done all that. And the probability is that you also have done all that, or perhaps more. But this is not the time to speak aloud when these on the other side of the planet are in dire straits. So, what has God to say about these situations? Under these circumstances and conditions of stress, Abdu'l-Bahá, the son of Baha'u'lláh, tells us, O ye cohorts of God, in the moment of catastrophe, find ye patience, resignation, and submission. But I'm also interested in the parable Jesus Christ gave us, when he says, Whoso cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Of course, Jesus did not mean the physical house. But it is a reminder that with faith, we can all weather the disasters much better than we would otherwise. It is in such situations that we need the anchor of faith and the hope that God will eventually relieve humanity of such miseries and misfortunes. It is up to us to pray for these afflicted those days, and then also for humanity in general, always hoping that our prayers will help us in time to come. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.